This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Let's do it.
Okay. How's being a wizard?
I'm sorry?
What's the key to playing a convincing con man? What have you...
I'm sort of a con man, but... The character starts off as a magician in a traveling circus, so it's not like... You know, he's out robbing banks or, like, scamming people, like Dirty Rotten Scoundrels or something. So we had Lance Burton here from Vegas. He's, you know, one of the big magicians from there. And he showed me a lot of tricks and magic. And it's kind of just about, in that world, it's about creating, you know, a convincing illusion. And so that, it's kind of a... kind of showmanship and that kind of thing.
Talk a little bit about getting involved in this project. It was obviously, from what I understand and recall, you know, rumors of Downey Jr., a bunch of people. And
yeah, he was signed on, I think.
And we ended
Sam
up...
Sam said he gave him a plant at the first meeting, and then when he went for the second meeting, he saw that the plant had been put aside and it was dead already. And that was a bad omen. And then I guess it...
Did you get tested with a plant yourself?
No, he didn't. Sam didn't give me any plants or anything. He already knew me, so.
Well, could you talk about your initial meetings with Sam and obviously getting approached to the material? Was it an immediate yes?
Yeah, it was a pretty easy decision. Downey Jr. had fallen out, I'm not sure why, and then they were talking to Johnny Depp, and then he didn't end up doing it, so then... I had a meeting with Sam, and we briefly, you know, I read the script and then briefly talked about it, and I don't know, it was just kind of understanding that we both like the approach, that there was something, you know, there was one aspect of it that would pay tribute to, you know, the sense of Oz, that, you know, the collective sense of Oz, but that there would be a fresh take, and mainly I think maybe through the portrayal of Oz, because Oz in the, you know, as we all know in the 39 movie, is an older gentleman. Now you get the young Oz, and so you get a different kind of spirit into maybe a familiar fantastical world.
I love the shabby chic of the clothing when you see it up close, because we've been watching from afar and you look very put together and perfect, and here it's all loose threads and slightly visible insides, and one of your fly buttons is undone. Right. I mean, is that kind of shabby grandeur what you're shooting for?
Oh, apparently not.
Huh? Could have said it a little more.
I really thought you were doing that deliberately. No longer now.
Yeah. Well, Oz is, you know, in the beginning, he's not the most successful magician, so. These are the clothes from Kansas, and it's a way to set up his attraction to wealth, and but really kind of a drive to pull himself out of the kind of the poverty of his early life. And you know, I guess the story is he grew up on a farm too, and his father struggled to make ends meet, and so. Oz's life is at least in the beginning motivated by a need to better his economic standing.
There's an occupational hazard for con men where they start to believe what they're selling. Does that happen to Oz in this film?
I guess in the sense that yeah, we play with the idea of Oz being a magician in a traveling show. So he's not a, I guess what we would call a real wizard who can make lightning, shoot out of his fingers. But then he comes to a land where actually, you know, where people are actually performing magic. And so there is this constant tension between, you know, real wizards and false wizards.
Can you describe your reaction?
Real magicians.
When you first walked on the Yellow Brick Road, just being in a Wizard of Oz movie, can you just sort of talk about what that means to you and what it was like?
Yeah, it's
James, I think they need you.
Okay. Yellow Brick Road is so iconic, and so it was. Yeah, it was just plain fun to, you know, be able to do scenes on the Yellow Brick Road. And I actually, when I was a fairly big reader when I was younger, and I think the first book, yeah, I heard you. The first books I read on my own were the Baum Oz books, the 14 or 15 that he wrote. And so like a lot of movies that I've done, it's really satisfying to step into this world because it's material that I was fascinated by when I was younger. So, and you know, in a similar way with Ginsberg, when I was a little older, like read him and then got to play Ginsberg. This is kind of a similar experience, and it's also great because Oz is such an established place, and in the collective imagination. Yes, there's a danger of like you know, ruining people's expectations or their idea of Oz, but I think the spirit here is right and the intentions are right, so I think they are going to capture, you know, what people kind of think of Oz while still adding this great spirit. But it also gives us this freedom to make a movie that otherwise might be slightly childish, but because it's considered a classic, we can kind of play with in this childish, fantastical world, and it doesn't have to feel like a children's movie. So it's really nice. So. All right.
Thank you
for your courtesy, sir.
Good day.